You know, it's perfect that you said it today because it is Wednesday and is Dr. Leah Day. I mean, that's perfect that you did this.
I know. I was right on it. So we'd like to now welcome, of course, Dr. Leah. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
I loved your tip today because, of course, I do exactly what you say. I do.
You're so good.
But you don't walk out with a wet head.
I have. I go to bed with a wet head sometimes.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well, that causes
good.
Other problems.
Yes, it is good.
That causes bad hair day the next
that's
day.
Right. That's right. Make you sick, though.
Oh,
wait till you hear.
Oh, well,
wait
I see. I only saw part
hear.
Of it, and I went,
Of course, you only saw part of it. Okay, Dr. Leah, what is your tip? This is good right now with the weather change. This is a really good tip.
Well, and these are kind of myths that you've heard
yes.
over the...
And Rochelle's famous for the myths. She's always saying to me, she said, you're going to get a cold if you do that. So this is good for her to hear.
That's right.
And where did those come from? You know, like, have
mother,
you ever heard...
My mother...
And where did they get it?
Her mother.
Don't go outside with your hair wet. You'll catch a cold.
Yes.
Like,
see?
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not true.
Because in naturopathic medicine,
yes.
we use a lot of hydrotherapy, as we call it, or hot and cold type of treatments
yes.
to get people better.
I know.
You've heard of the polar plunge.
Yeah,
you've
where they go
yes,
and jump
absolutely.
In.
Yeah. There was a study in Sweden where they cut a hole in the ice. And people would jump in,
mm-hmm.
and they would do it like once a week during the winter. Those people that did it actually had far fewer colds and flus than people who didn't do it.
Maybe that's very interesting, Chris. Did they go outside amongst people, or did
well,
they just
they
stay?
Well, they had to. They were in the ice. I mean, they cut a hole in the ice. That's cold. And they jump in. They obviously got their hair wet, and they were cold.
Right.
So it's something that stimulates the immune system. It actually helps to make more white blood cells, and it's good for. It's good for lots of parts of your body, your digestion and thyroid. And so in doing that it's not that you should go outside with your hair wet all the time, but
okay.
it's just the transition between hot and cold can shock us.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's that shock that either you're going to stimulate your immune system or if you already have issues with lung, sinus, you know, that could make them worse in a sense. You know how you get a runny nose sometimes when you've been outside for a while, then you come in and it's warm and your
right.
nose runs.
Yes.
Or vice versa. Some people do it when they go into the cold. That's not uncommon. That's just the transition, but that doesn't mean you're going to get a cold or you're going to get sick.
See, now you have to remember this. You don't have to wear a coat when you go outside. You're not going to get sick.
I mean, you'll get cold, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're set
I
up to
I
get
love this because I really
virus.
Do believe we've spent so many years repeating these myths because our mothers said it, and so we say it to our children and then our grandchildren, and what you're saying is it's not true.
It's not true. I mean,
it's
of course,
a germ that makes you sick.
Mm. It's the viruses, right?
Right.
And, of course, when you're covered up more, you, in a sense, have protected your body more. You've protected your skin and your
right.
mucous membranes when you're all covered up.
Right.
You know, having a hat on your head does keep more heat in your
right.
body
right.
than probably a coat would. Although, you know, we all bundle up our kids and ourselves, and that's
right.
fine. That's
right.
fine. The other thing is, I'm sure this is probably even a bigger one. Don't go swimming after you eat. You'll get stomach cramps.
Yes.
That's true, Dr.
Exercise.
Leah. They used to tell us that all the time. We had to wait a half hour.
An hour, originally.
This one has a little bit of truth to it. It depends on how hard you work out.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat a big meal and then go for a vigorous bike ride or for a run or swimming,
mm-hmm.
your stomach might not like that because when you're digesting, you have a lot of blood flow that goes to your stomach and your intestines. And when you're exercising, that blood flow wants to go to your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if your blood flow is going to your muscles, you might actually get muscle cramps because your stomach is digesting, but you could also get stomach kind of cramps, you know, not so much the stomach itself, but just your digestion is rebelling because it's not getting its work done. So you probably really shouldn't exercise hard, but stretching, going for a walk, you know, things where you're moving gently, not
well, even
hard.
If you're jumping in a pool and you're playing a little bit, it's not a problem.
That's okay. It's
like
if you're
swimming
gonna,
laps. That
right.
could be a
if
problem.
You're going to swim a race, that's probably
right.
not a good idea.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, that's good to know.
It's very good to know. You know, what makes me think is, you know, after the big turkey dinner, we like to go out for a stroll.
That's
you
good.
Just sort of need it, you know, because
yeah.
you get so sluggish. So you sort of need a little stroll.
That
and
turkey.
I think that's a great idea
mm-hmm.
because, it, you yeah. know, in there's a Chinese proverb I heard a long time ago. This is for every bite of food you take, you need to take 100 steps.
Really?
Oh, dear.
And so that's a lot.
I like that, though.
Do you know the new philosophy? I love this new philosophy. Don't count calories. What you do is you say, how many hours of exercise do I have to do when I just eat that? Okay, so a hamburger that's 1,000 calories. You hear about the they have new hamburgers out there, donuts. So you take a donut and you put a hamburger patty in between.
Where's this at?
It's only a mere 1,500 calories.
That's
so ridiculous.
CNN did a thing on that yesterday, actually. It's like a 1,500 calorie burger. It's a donut.
It's a donut.
It's sliced in half with a burger and cheese and all that.
Yes.
1,500 calories.
Like, do you know how many? Right to your
okay.
Heart?
Do you know how many hours of exercise that you have
one.
To do to burn up that?
No. Like four.
You have to do 2.5 hours on the treadmill to burn up that count.
Well, how about if calories? I just have a bite?
Probably an hour.
But if you do it right after, if you exercise right after you eat it, you might just throw it up.
Oh, that's great.
See, so isn't this interesting, all this? I want to remind everyone something. Was back up about the cold and hot. One of the things that Dr. Leah recommended we all do, which I started doing a year and a half ago, I think, is at the end of your warm shower to put cold water under your on your neck and under your arms, because that stimulates your immune system. And to this day, I mean, sometimes it's really hard to do because it's cold out. But I do it, Dr. Leah, because I want my immune system to be stimulated. So I do it.
It helps you stay warmer.
That's what you said.
And
it actually makes you stay warmer when you get out.
When you're in a hot shower, your blood vessels on the surface of your skin are all dilated.
Right.
And you're letting out heat, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So normally you would step out of the shower and be like, oh, God, it's cold. You know, you dry off. Well, if you blast off your whole body with a little bit of cool water, it shuts down those blood vessels on the surface of your skin and puts the blood a little bit deeper, and you actually save your heat. So when you get out, it doesn't feel as cold.
It doesn't. It feels cold at the moment when you're spraying yourself.
Well, when you're in it.
But you're absolutely right. I hadn't thought about that. I really don't get out feeling cold.
No. Mm-hmm. And you, it also stimulates your respiratory system, because when you get when you're getting blasted with cold water, you're like...
That's true. That's true. I do take some deep breaths.
So when she comes out of the shower and she's panting, Jim can say, what's going on in there? Very interesting, Dr. Leah. Very interesting.
That's good. That's good.
Well,
Dr.
this was good this morning, Dr. Leah. You had some very good tips, as always.
No.
And we should tell our listeners that there is a plethora of information. That's my word today. Plethora.
She has used that.
I love that
times.
Word. Anyway, there's a lot of information that Dr. Leah has provided us. So all you have to do is go to chatwithwomen.com. You can hear her shows and you can read her tips. It's just, she's divine. We adore her. We recommend her. Everything she says is true. She's the one that brought vitamin D to the universe. I don't care what anybody says, but she's the one that started it and everybody followed.
And I want to remind everybody, because my husband just got a cold and and you had said in one of your tips to double up your vitamin D when you start not feeling as well. And so I told him to do that. And actually, he got well pretty fast.
Really?
Yeah, he doubled up his vitamin D.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
Dr. Leah, give out your information so our listeners can contact you.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And I'm on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.